Thank you so much. Madam Chairperson, distinguished delegates and colleagues, it's an honor to be with you today and to address this important conference. Energy is an essential driver of the world's economic health and social well-being, and in some shape or form, energy touches the daily life of all of us. It's also a topic of immense professional interest and personal pride to me. And over the past 25 years, a touchstone for policymakers and commentators associated with the National Council on U.S.-Arab Relations. Energy has been an integral element in the relationship between the United States and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for the last three quarters of a century. This year, in fact, Saudi Aramco is celebrating the 75th anniversary of signing the original concession agreement between the Saudi government and the Standard Oil Company of California, predecessor of today's Chevron, which opened the kingdom to oil exploration and marked the birth of our company. It took five more years of hard work in difficult conditions before oil was found in commercial quantities. The discovery of Dammam No. 7, the Prosperity Well, in 1938 opened the door of opportunities for the people of Saudi Arabia and also marked the debut on the global stage of what would become the world's largest and most reliable petroleum sector. Even as well 7 roared in, something else just as valuable was being forged, a unique sense of partnership between individual American and Saudis, which would prefigure the close relationship between our two nations. Too often, though, the energy relationship between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia is seen as a one-way street, basically Saudi petroleum bound for this country's shores. The reality is much richer and more complex. Certainly, Saudi Aramco remains a major supplier of crude oil to the American market, something we take great pride in and toward which we feel an enormous sense of responsibility. And yet, our company also relies on the United States for its continued business success, on high-quality goods and materials used throughout our operations, on world-class engineering, project management, and oil field services, on training and educational opportunities, including academic programs at some of this country's finest universities, and of course, on the thousands of American men and women with Saudi Aramco's workforce in the U.S., back in the kingdom, and in locations all over the world. In addition, joint venture partnerships are yet another important aspect of our bilateral energy relationship. These include an existing in-kingdom refinery that we own and operate in conjunction with ExxonMobil, as well as a project to build a major new export-oriented refinery, which we are pursuing with ConocoPhillips. Actually, our U.S. partnership can be found as far afield as China, where we are partnering with ExxonMobil and China's Sinopec to expand an existing refinery and construct integrated petrochemical facilities. Here in the United States, there is our Motiva refining and distribution partnership with Shell, which boasts three major refineries and includes nearly 7,700 Shell-branded service stations in the southern and eastern United States. We are currently working with our partners at Shell to expand Motiva's Port Arthur, Texas refinery in a project which will make the facility the largest single refinery in the country. And today, I am pleased to have the opportunity to discuss yet another landmark partnership between Saudi Aramco and a leading American petrochemical company, the Dow Chemical Company. This is the Ras Tanura Integrated Petrochemical Projects, or RTIP, one of the most ambitious downstream petroleum and petrochemical projects ever undertaken. It will be a major addition to Saudi Aramco's operational portfolio and the kingdom's economy. The Ras Tanura Integrated Petrochemical Project takes mega project into a new level. Some even call it a giga project. Whatever term you choose to use, RTIP is a giant step forward in the kingdom's use of its hydrocarbon resources and its ability to add value to those God-given petroleum assets. Once complete, RTIP will not only produce a stream of refined products and petrochemicals, but will also form the hub of an industrial cluster. This cluster is a grouping of manufacturing and industrial companies that will transform the RTIP product stream into a wide range of essential material and useful consumer products. This industrial cluster will increase the value of our petroleum production while creating good jobs and extending the process of economic diversification already underway in the kingdom. Let me begin my overview by noting that RTIP is at the core of the company's strategy of capturing a greater share of the hydrocarbon value chain from its petroleum resources through investment in petrochemical assets. Those of you who did well in college chemistry will appreciate the product mix of this project: polyethylene, ethylene oxide, propylene oxide and glycol, chloralkali, vinyl chloride monomer, polyurethane components, epoxy resin, polycarbonates, amines, and glycol ethers. Those without chemical engineering degree might simply look at it as cracking open a single egg and using its content to create a chef's surprise of almost unlimited recipes and dishes. Of course, contemporary life is pretty much unimaginable without petrochemicals and the wide variety of products which are derived from them. Because the hydrocarbon chain is so versatile, it can be transformed into a wide array of everyday products such as plastics, clothing, packaging, CDs, automotive parts, medicine, fertilizer, eyeglasses, furniture, films, and the list goes on and on. RTIP will help to meet growing global demand for these industrial and consumer products, growth which is particularly strong in developing economies whose population aspire to higher standard of living. To be sure, RTIP is an ambitious undertaking. The project will cost tens of billions of dollars and will require millions of man-hours of engineering and construction to develop, and once complete, it will occupy a site equal to a small city. Its planned production capacity will place it in the very top tier of such complexes. RTIP's location in the industrial corridor between Saudi Aramco's Ras Tanura refinery and its Juaima gas plant on the coast of Saudi Arabia's eastern province enables it to take advantage of a stable supply of feedstock. When combined, these three plants, the refinery, the gas processing plants, and the new integrated project, will surely form the largest single hydrocarbon and petrochemical complex in the world, with easy access to available export facilities and a skilled workforce. As I noted earlier, RTIP will be integrated with nearby private sector conversion industries to whom the new petrochemical feedstock will be supplied. A value park will be developed adjacent to RTIP site. This will group manufacturing and service companies in keeping with the Kingdom's industrial cluster development program. By sharing infrastructure such as pipeline, transportation, distribution points, and service access, and so on, the value park will promote efficiencies and economies of scale while fostering new investment in private sector commercial enterprises. Together, the RTIP project, the value park, and the support services are expected to provide over 25,000 new jobs. This is significant for the Kingdom's quest to establish a more diversified economy by creating such revenue building blocks for the future. In the interim, the area will be bustling with construction activities and cooperative efforts between Saudi Aramco, its partners, contractors, suppliers, and consultants. First and foremost, among these is our partnership with the Dow Chemical Company. Dow is not only at the forefront of global chemical industry, but also a storied American company which shares our abiding commitment to quality, reliability, performance, and the environment. Dow will license over 50% of the technologies that will be utilized by RTIP. It will also share in the feedstock advantages afforded by Saudi Arabia's ample hydrocarbon resources. Additionally, Ras Tanura is strategically located to Dow's global market, including the rapidly developing Asian countries. We are proud to be working with a company of this stature. In developing RTIP, the partnership with U.S. firms goes far beyond our work with Dow. For example, RTIP is using the services of Kellogg Browner Root, or KBR, for developing the front-end engineering and design. In addition to Dow and KBR, a number of other major U.S. firms will provide many of the licensed technologies that will help the Kingdom tap a range of proprietary tools and sophisticated industrial techniques. The project will also require some tens of thousands of major pieces of equipment, many of which will be procured from American firms. Clearly, this giga project represents a considerable piece of business for those companies that are up to the challenge, and we look forward to working closely with those enterprises for our mutual benefit. Of course, this initiative does not exist in a vacuum, and I would be remiss if I did not address the potential impact on the Ras Tanura project from today's uncertain global economic situation. At the moment, we seem to be moving from a crisis in the financial market to a steep downturn in what people call the real economy. In other words, it's no longer just a problem on Wall Street, but on Main Street as well. Many of the world's major economies are either already in recession or headed in that direction. And even fast-developing economies like China and India are seeing their rates of economic growth slow down. All of this had a negative impact on global petroleum demand, which is down roughly 8% from last year. And of course, we have all seen the effect on crude oil prices, which are now less than half what they were earlier in the year. I think it is fair to say that today's tight credit markets may impact the borrowing strategies of various industrial joint ventures around the world. However, I also think it is too early in the current economic cycle to say with a degree of certainty what that impact will be, particularly given the continued long-term economic viability of projects like RTIP. It is important to note that Saudi Aramco uses corporate funding to finance our portfolio of upstream mega projects, and our equity stakes in joint venture downstream projects, and therefore we do not carry debt on our books. In addition to a prospective flight to quality among lenders, the current economic slowdown may actually improve the short-term economics of these projects. Given the lower commodity prices we are seeing in the market and the fact that essential equipment like building cranes will be more readily available as projects in other markets and other economic sectors are delayed or cancelled. Above all, it is important to realize that consistent with its long-standing business model, Saudi Aramco always takes the long view. Frankly, we are building these downstream projects not for the next 4 quarters or even the next 4 years, but for the next 4 decades. RTIP and our other projects will still be an integral part of our operational portfolio when Saudi Aramco celebrates its centennial in 2033. And they will continue to provide petroleum and essential products to the global economy and the people of the world long after that. Ladies and gentlemen, let me conclude by saying how proud I am to play a role in turning the Ras Tanura Integrated Petrochemical Project from dream to reality. The project offers considerable challenges and magnificent opportunities. It is also extremely gratifying to develop stronger business relationships with our partners, contractors, and suppliers. Since many of these firms are located right here in the U.S., I hope these collaborative efforts and shared accomplishments will nurture American-Arab relations. Above all, I am privileged to be part of an integrated team of Arab Americans and dozen other nationalities who are building a more promising and prosperous future for us all. Thank you for your attention, and thank you, Madam Chair.